Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I am doing the second half of the school run today and I've completely screwed it up. I'm late. I'm going to be late for picking up my child. I actually got lost. I turned the wrong way out of the hotel, forgot where I was going, got snarled up in the worst traffic that I anticipated. And now I'm running late. It's just after 10 to 6. The after-school club that my daughter goes to after school closes at 6 o'clock, and I'm definitely going to be late. This is not a wind-up. This is not a pretend. This is not a bit of humour. This is real trouble. So here I am, and I might as well deflect the anxiety, sublimate it in some way. But there's nothing for it, folks. The traffic is crossing the bridge here in Cork. Cork has a river running through it, and the river is split into two channels, thereby creating an island. I suspect the island came first. But anyway, the main thing is that you go over a few bridges when you're trying to maneuver your way through the centre of Cork City. Friday afternoon is, of course, the worst. And to make it even worse, it's been raining earlier today, so everybody's driving gingerly. The roads are full to capacity. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do when I get to the school? I've rung them up and told them that I'm stuck in traffic and that I hope to get there in time. And they've been very nice to my face about it. But I can imagine on a Friday afternoon, they're going to be fit to kill me. And she's only been going there for about a week, maybe a bit longer. My mind isn't quite relaxed at the moment. So I'm breaking the rules already. I'll go into a category as one of those parents who don't pick their child up on time and thereby keep us late, because they wouldn't legally be entitled to put her out on the street sort of with a sign in her, like Paddington Bear was abandoned in Paddington Station after coming off a boat from Peru. That poor little bear was found by the Browns in the corner of Paddington Station, some of you might remember, and with a tag on him saying something like, "Please look after me." But Paddington himself had jumped on a boat, I think, in to cross from South America. So this is a case of where it's all my own responsibility, a complete screw up by me. So I'm now in a lane which I hope is going to enable me to slip across into another lane and cut out about the 70 cars I've just driven down along here. But I'm now a desperate man, so I'm going to stop recording, pause it for a minute, and I'll be back to you a little bit later. Well, I promised I'd be back to you. That little pause is a bit like these people who are cooking things and they say, "Here's one I cooked earlier." I had a bit of luck. I got into a stream of traffic going in the approximate direction. I was really a bit lost, not sure where to go, so I followed it because it was moving fast. And I find myself out on the Douglas Road. By sheer bloody accident, I have managed to have a bit of good luck. You'd think I'd know these roads better, but I don't. There's now a slight chance that at 2 minutes to six, I'll actually get to the door of the place before they actually officially close. And no such luck, no such luck. I got my own hopes and maybe yours up. I'm now where I see a sign saying Ballinlock. That's off to the left. That's advertising a company called Jupe Shop, and what their food, their food shops. I'm now distracting myself by looking at the signs. One of them tells me to your seat belt, a Slán a Bhaile. That's Irish for go home safely. This is now getting worse. Okay, folks, it's really bad now. I'm on Douglas Road, which is completely chock-a-block. Car after car in front of me. I might as well reconcile myself to facing the music. This will be like going to see the headmaster at school and having the eye face you. This is like, I will definitely have to go and eat all sorts of humble pie. Perhaps I'll bring flowers next week. Perhaps I'll bring chocolates. the after-school club is run by women, and women love chocolates, so maybe if I bring enough chocolates, they'll forgive me. Otherwise, I'm really at wit's end. I'm at Knockree Park on the left-hand side, which is some kind of cul-de-sac, but as far as I can see, there's hardly anything moving much faster than I would be if I was walking. And so it got worse and worse, and the man got more and more reconciled to his fate. He slunk into a complete slough of despond, and he drifted underneath the wheel of the car. The car rolled over him, and he was put out of his misery, and he finished his life off that way. That's not a funny one, actually. I say that because today is World Suicide Day, World Suicide Prevention Day. And since I'm having a bad time, I might as well turn it to some good use and tell you that this is a cause worth supporting, and that we all need to do as much as we possibly can to realize how dangerous the impulse to suicide is, and how much we can actually do to help people who have it. It's a mental health issue that in Ireland, an organisation called AWARE attends to, helps people with, helps people to live on. And while I'm just really accepting my fate here in this dreadful traffic, I might as well give AWARE a plug. On the right-hand side, there is a sign saying, "For sale, to let, development potential, Savills, 0214271371, in case you're a developer who's looking for a plot to develop. That is my kind of a joke, really. This is, I think, called black humour. This is not at all funny. I'm definitely going to be for the chop. I'm going to pause it again. The sound of those cars rushing by on the other side of the road is the traffic on the other side, which is flowing extremely freely. I forgot to tell you that about 10 minutes ago I rang them up, told them I was in about 300 yards away and that nothing was moving and I'd be there as fast as I possibly could. And maybe I misjudged it, but it's certainly taken me that long to move these 300 yards. I can now see the turn in. There will be some action taking place, and I won't be talking to you during it. And I'll just keep the last few seconds of the remaining 9-minute boo to tell you how bad I feel afterwards and how much I'm going to be killed. Probably most of all by my daughter, who is going to be really cross with me, and she'll probably tell me that she's going to tell her mother.
Can't let you go.
Okay. Well, I have got there, and I have to say that the staff in the childcare centre and early learning centre couldn't have been nicer to me. Of course, and I will be bringing them at least chocolates on Monday. My dear daughter doesn't even want to go home now. She'd like to have stayed, I think. And ever the whole world is transformed now that the hassle is over. And we can now go home. So thanks very much for listening. If you got to the end of this journey, it's been a day, I suppose, that was bound to happen sometime. But it was pretty horrid. We'll get over it. All the best. Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye.